Good morning. Today is January 23rd, and you're listening to OKOK, the On Our Knees for Our Kids podcast. Today's scripture reading is from 1 Corinthians 15, verse 20. The fact is that Christ has been raised from the dead. He has become the first of a great harvest of those who will be raised to life again. Jesus rose from the dead, and though people may deny it, but it is a fact recorded in God's word and verified by many people who saw him. It's a fact for which the disciples and many believers across the centuries gave their lives. The promise is that because Christ was raised from the dead, so we will be raised. Jesus said to a weeping Martha at the tomb of Lazarus, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die like everyone else, will live again. They're given eternal life for believing in me and will never perish." Eternal life begins the moment we trust Jesus as our Savior, and then it carries us through our physical death and into our resurrection life in heaven with God. Death isn't the end. It's merely a transition from this life into the glorious promised eternity. When our children know Christ, they need not fear death. They may have experienced the sadness of losing loved ones. They may be facing our imminent death. They may be facing their own mortality through sickness. Pray that they can take comfort in the promise that as God's people pass from this life, we will be raised from the dead to be with Christ forever. Join me in today's prayer. You were raised from the dead, Jesus, the first of many who will be raised. Because my child and I believe in you as our Savior, we are among those who will be raised to life again. Death comes to us all, Lord, and it hurts. But you are the resurrection and the life. One day we will be raised to live in a glorious eternity with you. Give my child the comfort of knowing that death is merely a doorway into your arms. We ask it in your name, Lord. Amen.